This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, with me on the phone, not from his office in Fort Smith, but on a bit of a family vacation, I believe, is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, a website devoted to business, politics, culture, and more of the Fort Smith region. Michael, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. It was supposed to be a vacation. We're going to spend part of the week over here in Eureka Springs, which is where I am now, but there's so much news breaking, but thank goodness I'm still so glad that Al Gore invented the internet so I can work from almost anywhere and keep the City Wire updated.
One of the items that has just kind of reignited itself into the public discussion over the last day or so is the Fayetteville possibly moving to the 4th Congressional District conversation.
Yes, and the map, you know, the map is up. You know, Robbie Brock and I both have the map up on our websites, and it's going to get a lot of discussion, but and we don't know yet as of this recording, but it's likely that Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning, this House State Agencies Committee will have considered and possibly approved that map for full consideration in the House and Senate. And, you know, Kyle, I just talked to Jake Files. He's a Republican senator from Fort Smith, and I asked him, you know, why, how did this get so far? You know, the Republicans didn't appear to oppose it, and his comment was, well, you know, we didn't think it was legitimate. It was such a crazy map, we didn't take it serious. So it's caught a lot of people off guard, but it's one of the oddest, or it's not one of the, Kyle, it is the oddest looking congressional district that I have seen. And I've looked at some past congressional districts through the years. This is the oddest shaped district ever.
If someone hasn't seen it, the 4th District includes most of the southern border counties, sweeps up through Polk and Scott, and moves over to Logan, Franklin, Johnson, and then creeps up a little bit into Crawford and over into Fayetteville Washington, and grabs Fayetteville.
Correct. You know, it's got this little horse head looking thing up into Washington County, and it, you know, and it creates just an odd-looking 3rd District as well. I mean, there is a portion of the 3rd District, Kyle, that's probably not many miles away from, I mean, just a little sliver that's not many miles away from the Oklahoma border. But, you know, here you have Fayetteville in the same district as Texarkana and Pine Bluff and El Dorado, and it's the craziest thing. Now, the 1st District has been expanded as well, and it goes all the way from top of Arkansas to the bottom, pulls in Lake Village and pulls in Searcy County there, but it doesn't touch Baxter or Marion over the top of the 3rd District.
Well, given the math and the numbers that have to work out, you're going to have a couple of districts that cover a lot of geography, just by the way the
Correct.
Population dispersion is. So you're going to have a north to south or east to west district no matter what.
Right. The 1st and 4th Districts, they've lost a lot of population in both those districts. The 2nd District, which is Central Arkansas, has gained some, and then the 3rd District, you know, they had to lose roughly about 115,000 people. And again, I want to stress, when we say lose, the districts ideally, when they're redrawn, will have the same amount of people in them. It's just that the 3rd District had to lose about 115,000 people because it had gained so much between 2000 and 2010. So that's why they're redrawing the lines. But it's, you're right, the 1st and 4th District had to grow in terms of geographic size.
And we should say that nothing is final yet. This Fayetteville to the 4th map is a proposal.
Right. It's a proposal, but, you know, Clark Hall, who's a Democrat, he's the chairman of the State Agencies Committee, and they're the ones that will push this through. And this has become his pet. This has become his baby. So, you know, when the chairman of the committee wants it, sometimes that carries a lot of weight.
Well, moving to other subjects, there is 24 hours more for people to sign a petition and have it turned in that would force the 1% tax in Fort Smith to the ballot.
Correct. I talked to the organizer, one of the organizers, Eddie York. I talked to him, I guess, Wednesday morning it was. And, you know, they have to get 2,822 signatures. They had 30 days to do that. Originally, the city was saying that deadline fell on 5 p.m. Friday, this Friday, but now it's 5 p.m. on Saturday. Gives them the full 30 days. And they have about 3,000. They're hoping to get 4,000 signatures. You know, so whatever's weeded out, they'll still have the 2,822 signatures needed to force the 1% prepared food tax to a ballot vote instead of just being enacted by ordinance.
This is the news story that refuses to go away.
Yes. I mean, yeah, it's like the map story. I mean, it's just on and on. And one thing about the map, Kyle, just to jump back to that, some Republicans are saying they'll fight it and we'll leave. You know, we'll sign to die out of the session without a map, and we'd rather let the courts decide it than have this thing going on. I mean, I think Senator Files even used the word gerrymander. We'd rather have the courts come up with a map rather than to approve this gerrymandered map.
Do you have any sense of, I mean, because you and I, and I've talked to Steve Clark and other people over the course of building up to this redistricting process, nobody wants to leave the third, not Boone County, not Sebastian, not Fayetteville, or it doesn't seem to be. Any sense whether there is any particular care among regular folks in Fort Smith, whether Fayetteville stays or goes in the third?
Well, yes, you know, yes, I think that they'd rather it stay. You know, the Fort Smith Chamber recently adopted an ordinance which said, look, we want to stay in the third because we have a lot in common with Washington County and Denton County, and it's better for all of us to be together in one district. So and I'm probably going out on a limb here a little bit and assuming some things, which maybe a good journalist wouldn't do, but I would think that most people in Fort Smith want to keep Fayetteville in the third district.
All right. Finally, March 25th, 1958, you were not alive. I was not alive. But the River Valley was certainly alive on that day, wasn't it?
Yes. Some guy, some people still know, have heard of him. I don't know, but some guy named Elvis Presley got his hair cut at Fort Chaffee as part of his induction into the Army. And they're going to have a big hoorah on Thursday. A gentleman with the National Archives will bring a letter that was written by some Elvis fans, a letter written to President Eisenhower saying, please don't induct Elvis, and if you do, don't cut off his pretty hair.
But they did,
and
both.
yes, they did. It was the haircut heard round the world, I think, is one photographer who was there at the time called it. But they'll have that. They're going to be presenting – they will present other archives in digital form that relate to Presley's Army records that will be there – that will be held in that Chaffee Barbershop Museum at what's now Chaffee Crossing. So, you know, that you've got to give kudos to the folks at Chaffee Crossing and the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau. They did this just a few years ago, Kyle, and a lark, hoping that it would kind of mount to something, and this thing's really taken off. I mean, with Elvis, that's a good bet, but still, it's grown into an interesting little enterprise out there at Chaffee Crossing.
Well, I'm going to let you get off the phone, put on your blue suede shoes, and get back to your vacation. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, a website devoted to business, politics, and culture of the Fort Smith region. He is not a professional Elvis impersonator. Michael, as always, thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks.